We'll begin the interview in 1 minute. Welcome, everyone. It's 5 o'clock, and so we will start our PUC interview with Andrea Kraus. When you are ready, please step up to the lectern.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. Well, good afternoon and welcome. Thank you for reapplying for a second term, it sounds like, on the Duluth Public Utilities Commission. And we know, and for those that are watching, PUC really oversees Duluth's rate structures. It's such an important committee. And its future plans for several city-run utilities such as natural gas, sanitary sewer, stormwater, street, lighting, and water. So it's such an important position, so thank you for that. As you know, the City Council appoints 4 members of the Commission plus 3 council seats that are appointed by the President of the Council. And so to qualify, there are some requirements that I'm sure you had met before, but we'll just talk about those out loud so everyone knows we're in compliance to meet the PUC bylaws. First of all, you need to be a resident of Duluth. So first easy question, please state your address, your full name and your address.
My name's Andrea Kraus. I live here in Duluth, 106 West Anoka Street in Duluth, 55803.
Wonderful. And then you also, as a second in the bylaws, you must be a paying customer of at least 2 of the utilities that you are regulating. Which 2 are those?
Water, gas, sanitary, stormwater.
Thank you for that. And you're also chosen for your expertise in the area of utility operations, finance, utility construction. So our next question will be, please give a brief outline of your educational work experience and how it relates to these areas of expertise.
Sure. Well, my background education is in aquatic ecology, and I looked at land use development and water quality for my graduate work. But then I went on to work for 5 years in the Public Works Department at the City of Superior, where I was the Water Resources Program Coordinator, overseeing the management of the city's MS4 or stormwater permit. So I have a lot of information and knowledge about stormwater utilities, and I have been learning over the last few years about some of the other utilities that we're a part of overseeing as part of the Public Utilities Commission. I also was really pleased to be a part of the Regional Stormwater Protection Team, which is a collaborative, including the City of Duluth Stormwater Department with other MS4 municipal separate storm sewer system communities in the region to coordinate outreach and education activities so that each of the City of Superior, Duluth, Cloquet, Hermantown, Proctor are all saying roughly the same thing to their constituents about stormwater management and providing kind of a unified voice around how to be managing water runoff. I was a part of that for 10 years, including chairing that committee for a number of years before I left when I took a new job. And of course, I'm a resident and a utility consumer as well. So some experience on that end and looking at my bill and understanding what I do understand and don't, and how communication is working or not with the city as just a consumer and citizen and resident.
Well, wonderful. Thank you for that answer. Next question. What are the personal strengths you bring to the PUC?
Well, I would say the understanding of municipal workflows is helpful. Having worked for a public utilities public utility at the City of Superior is useful in communicating with city staff. So expectations, I think, and understanding the pressures they're under is really clear. I have that technical understanding, at least in depth of one of the utilities, if not growing in the others. And I would say, personally, I also bring an interest in that communication and education. How are we helping people understand why they're paying what they are? And how, when we're setting rates, when we're looking at it, how are we implementing policies that are equitable, that are doing a good job with the resources we have for citizens and for businesses and for our staff?
Thank you. Next, do you have any financial interest, direct or indirect, with the PUC, or are you engaged in a capacity where a conflict might arise? All right. The commission meets, as you know, on the third Tuesday of the month at 5:15. Do you foresee any scheduling conflicts that might prevent a quorum from being met?
No.
Right, excellent. Why are you interested in serving for a second term?
Well, I feel like I'm just warming up. It's like I said, I came in with some experience on one particular aspect of it, and I look forward to being able to dig into that even more in future years. But I've really been learning a lot about the other water utilities, gas and electric too. So I'm looking forward to continuing to learn alongside the other commissioners, counselors, and staff. And I'd like to be able to see how we can improve that communication too between the city comfort systems and the consumers.
Next question. Are you serving on any other boards or commissions? And if so, which ones?
Within the city? No.
Any broader?
Yes. I'm the chair of the St. Louis River Alliance, and I'm on the Green New Deal Housing Board as well.
Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I've enjoyed the experience. I'm learning a lot and look forward to more time with folks on this commission.
As you know, out of the four commissioners, one is for one year, the second one is a two-year, and the other two are three-year terms. Was your first a three-year term or a two? It was a three. So then now, after Monday when you're voted in, you'll have another three-year term. So a little confusing, but I think I got it after I read it a couple times. Now what I'll do is I'm going to open it up for questions from counselors. And I have Counselor Mayo.
Thank you, President Randorf, and thank you, Andrea, for your continued interest in serving on the Public Utilities Commission, and have really appreciated the opportunity to serve with you on that, and your insight from having worked over in Superior across the bridge is very helpful, I think, when we have discussions, and especially when we have members of the public for general education. But I wanted to ask you a little more specifically with our utilities is, obviously, we have stormwater and drinking water and a lot of other things that people rely on a daily basis. But when we're talking more generally about climate change, of how you would maybe see our natural gas utility continuing to evolve through time, and how we can kind of be cognizant of that climate crisis as we're serving in our roles in the PUC.
Well, I think that when somebody mentions climate change, not only do I think of the carbon, but I also think about, guess what, the stormwater end of things too. So, you know, an increase in those and the need to be creating more resilient development, green infrastructure whenever possible, that kind of thing to protect water resources. But in terms of the gas utility, I am doing what I can in my own life to move towards renewable fuel. Whenever possible, solar panels, that kind of thing, and minimizing use whenever possible. And I think that's something I'm going to be continuing to look for the city as well, and appreciate what has already been happening with the sustainability of the city.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Mayo. Any final questions from councilors? All right, seeing none, Andrea Krause, I'd like to thank you for your time today. Thank you for answering all the questions. Thanks for your work at Zeitgeist on all the street work that you do and on the hillside. That is amazing. We look forward to seeing this on our agenda on Monday and voting you in for 3 more years. All right, thank you. Have a great night. All right, we'll begin at 5:15.